all the fourth and fifth service, started by Jane, Marge, and Mr. Justin, had done so well that Marge has quit her regular job to devote her entire time to this new and novel business. The Fasteners were lucky to have found out in time about a card shop they had hired, and were saved some embarrassment when he suddenly left town. This episode takes place about noon in Mr. Race's real estate office, which is downstairs from the bridge office in the same building. Mr. Race is alone. Jane.
Well, hello, Jane. You certainly look like a breath of spring. Is that a new hat?
Frank, don't make me laugh.
What?
Well, you've known a person as long as I've known Marge, and I always say she's the idol of my eye. We went to school together. We were playmates together. How she could do a thing like this to me behind my back, especially when it was turned. Frank, don't make me laugh.
Well, Jane, what's the matter?
Nothing, not a thing.
But you're crying.
I am not. It isn't worth crying over.
Well, of course it's not.
How do you know? You don't even know what it is.
Well, no, I don't, but I...
Francis, don't make me laugh.
Well, all right, I won't, but I don't like anything to make you cry either.
Well, don't worry about me. I'll get along all right. I've learned one thing today. A friend in need is a friend, yes, indeed.
Yes, indeed.
You don't have to tell me.
Well, I'm not. I just don't like to see you upset this way. I mean, you look so neat and trim.
Do not.
Oh, you do, Jane. Even the gloves and that bag. Quite effective. I think you look very smart.
You do?
Why, sure.
You're my friend, aren't you, dear?
Of course I am. Everybody's your friend.
Oh, no, not Marge.
Oh, not Jane. Don't.
No, she's not, but I don't care. She can go higher up tight as far as I'm concerned. Because I found out what friendship means to her. It doesn't mean that much. That much. I can't even make my fingers snap. I'm so nervous.
Well, now, suppose you calm down and tell me what happened. Come on, Jane.
Well...
Tell me the whole thing.
Well, I'll begin at the beginning.
You begin there.
Well, I walked into our office just now, just like I've been doing for the past 2 weeks, ready to go to work, reading the mail and answering the phone, etc. Then he should be sitting there at the desk, but Marge and a girl.
A girl?
Did I say girl? Pardon me, dear. If she is in her middle ages, then I don't know.
Oh, now, wait a minute. You're upsetting yourself again.
I can't help it.
Well, now, who is this girl or this woman, we'll say?
Miss Dooley. Marge says, hello, Jane. This is Miss Dooley. She's our new stenographer.
Stenographer?
Yes. And Marge says she's going to take care of the office and answer mail and the telephone and keep our books. Well, I just stared at her a ghost. I couldn't believe it. Then Marge says, what are you doing downtown today, Jane? Well, then it hit me in the face like a flash in the pan.
Hit you.
I said, just a minute here. What about me? What did I do? And Marge says, well, Jane, I told you I was going to take charge of the office and you didn't have to come down anymore.
Well, yeah, she did tell you that, Jane.
I know she did, but I didn't believe it. After all, I'm a partner. That's what I told her. I said, you're forgetting I'm a partner here. I thought it was business in the first place. It was my idea. And she said, yes, I know, Jane, and you're still a partner. So I said, well, what did I do? And she said, nothing. You just go on home and we'll send your share of the profits every month.
Well, I think that's a swell
arrangement. Then I said, go home. I like to work here. And she said, but I need somebody here who can take shorthand. She said, well, I said, I'll learn it. And she says, Jane, we are very busy this morning. We are. You get that? We. Miss Dooley and her, like I was a stranger or something.
Oh, no, I don't think so.
Well, then I really got sore. I let her have it. I said, oh, yes?
You did.
I certainly did.
Oh, Jane.
I didn't care what I said. I was mad.
Yes, I can see you.
Well, we hummed and hawed, and finally she said, Jane, you're trying my patience. And I said, well, if I am, I don't like him.
You don't like him?
And then Miss Dooley laughed. Well, I gave her a look. Where's Betty?
About Eli, she's called to lunch.
Well, I want her to teach me a few things to say in shorthand. I'll certainly go up there and give that Miss Dewey my peace of mind.
Oh, you're going to tell her in shorthand, huh?
I certainly will. Well, Marge saw the look I gave her, and she knew what I meant. Because I looked at her like this.
Oh,
no. Don't be scared, dear. I didn't mean it for you. I was just showing you how I looked at her.
Well, do that to me again. You had me there.
Pretty terrible, isn't it?
Oh, revolting.
Well, I didn't care. I was so mad I didn't care what I did. The whole thing happened so suddenly out of a clean sky. If she had told me she was going to do it.
Well, she just said she was going to devote her entire time to the office.
I know, but she didn't say anything about hiring a girl, did she?
No, I guess not.
Because after all, it was my idea in the first place. And if I'm a partner, I've got a right to do something around the office, haven't I?
I guess so.
And if I want to answer the phone and take the orders, I can, can't I?
I guess so.
And if I want to read the mail every morning, I can do that too, can't I?
I guess so.
Oh, what are you, my guest, ma'am?
No. I mean, I was only agreeing with you.
And to walk in like I did, as innocent as a new mown hay, and find Marge with that woman there. Marge, of all people, to do this to me. When we were children, we were always together. Night and day, we were inseparable. And we grew up together. We never even had any secrets from each other. Why, even when my sister had a runaway marriage, Marge knew all about it.
Your sister had a runaway marriage. She was married in church.
Yes, I know, but I mean the time you had getting her married. Every time Mother mentioned marriage to her fellow, he'd run away.
Oh, yes, that runaway marriage.
Yes, yes, but Marge knew all about that. We never had any secrets from each other. And today I walk in and find she secretly hired a stenographer to take my place.
Well, yeah, now, it's not to take your place, James.
Well, whose place is she taking? Didn't I do all that the first 2 weeks our business was open?
Yes, but that was before Marge quit her job.
Well, then why did she have to quit her job? I was attending to everything, and we were making money hand over heel. I told her that too just now. I said, wasn't I doing all right taking care of everything by myself? You didn't even have to quit your job, I said. And she said, well, I was running over here every day on my lunch hour. And she said, I haven't eaten any lunch for the last 2 weeks. I've lost 8 pounds. And I said, that's a very slim excuse.
Very slim, yes, I should say that is. 8 pounds, I mean.
Then this Miss Dooley gets up and says, perhaps I'm in the way if you two want to talk privately. And Marge says, oh, no, Mrs. Ace and I understand each other. And I said, well, I don't understand each other. I don't understand what I'm supposed to do. And she said nothing.
She wouldn't talk, huh?
No, she said nothing.
Oh, she said nothing.
No, I'm not supposed to do anything, she said. And then Miss Dooley tried to put in her 2 cents worth. She says, shall I type these letters you just told Miss Hale? Changing the subject, see?
Oh, yes, he's changing.
And I said, don't you change the subject, Miss Dooley. I want to know what's going on here. And Marge said, Jane, we're very busy this morning. She said, we again. Why, she and Miss Dooley were running the whole thing, and I didn't have a thing to do with it. So I said, well, you wouldn't be busy if I hadn't thought of this idea in the first place. And Marge said, yes, I know it's your brainchild. Calling me child.
Calling you child?
Yes, she said, I know it's your brain, child, as if I were a little child or something.
Oh, no, she didn't mean that, Jane. She meant the idea is a child of your brain. That's
don't tell me what she meant. I heard every word.
Yes, but she didn't.
Then we really had a baffle of this.
A baffle of
this? Yes, first she said something, then I said something, then me, then her. Then I said, listen, Marge, I'm no freaking violet, but I can do anything around here that Miss Dooley can do. And she said, well, that's the question, Jane. And I said, you know the answer. And I said, if a partner runs a business themselves, it's much better than having a stranger running it. And I said, if something goes wrong around here, there's no skin off of my teeth. And Marge said, well, we'll take that chance, Jane. She said, we again. And I said, what are you, the spirit of St. Louis? And she said, what? And I said, you were.
Well, yes, Jane, this is getting a little monotonous.
And then when she said, you run along home and get dinner, well, that was the last resort. I said, oh, tell it to the moron. And I turned around and walked out very gracefully, except the door was hard to open. Now, what do you think of that?
Well, I'll have the door fixed. You just had it painted.
No, I'm not talking about the door.
Oh, you mean about the jam you're in?
Yes, I mean about Marge. Friendship. Don't make me laugh. And to think it would be Mars that would do a thing like this to me.
Oh, now, Jane, there you go again. Don't cry about it.
Do you know a good lawyer?
You're not going to sue Mars, are you?
Well, I ought to see somebody around here.
Stop talking like that, Jane. You don't mean that. You're just upset.
Well, sure, I'm upset. Wouldn't you be?
Well, yes. I guess I would be.
Yeah.
I bet the shock of the thing, but you'll just sit back and be calm for a little while. I'll try to show you that this isn't such a bad arrangement after all.
You know what? I've got half a mind.
Well, yes, I hope you need your hair, but I like you just the same.
I'd like to get even with that Miss Dooley.
Get even with her?
Yeah. Oh, I know what. I'll call her up.
Oh, now, don't, Jane. What are you up to?
I'll bring her down off her high chair.
Oh.
Hello? Do you run out bridge players?
Jane, what good is that going to do?
Well, I was thinking of running one, but this isn't the same girl I talked to that I rented one from last week, is it?
Isn't that? That's fine.
Oh, she isn't. Well, just let it go, then. Goodbye, then.
There. You're better now, huh?
I certainly do. Well, I'm glad I got that off my chin. It was cute, wasn't it, the way I said the other girl was so much pleasant.
Yeah, that was very good.
I guess you're still worrying about losing a festival up there, isn't
you? Yeah, I guess. And now you're more like your own cheerful self.
Yes, I feel much better now.
Well, that's fine, because I want to get you straightened out about this partnership business and just where you stand in it and why Mark did what you did. So I'm glad you calmed down so I can talk to you.
Oh, look, my smooth even came back.
Yes, it certainly did.
Jane's a little calmer now. Whether Mr. H, Mr. C, the new audio thing clearly or not, we learn when next we meet the Ethiopian.